Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Hong Yuan Mei from TTI Chicago. You are listening to the robotics category of May 25, 2023. Do you know that Hershey's Kisses are called that because the machine that makes them looks like it's kissing the conveyor belt? Today's archive star of robotics goes to Kong Kong Duan and Zhengbo Zhou for publishing two papers in a single day. Today we have selected five papers out of nine submissions. Now let's hear paper number one. This paper was selected because it is authored by Raya Hatzel, Google DeepMind, Vikas Sindhwani, Google Brain, and Vincent Van Houck, Principal Scientist, Google.
Paper title:
Parkour, Benchmarking Animal-Level Agility with Quadruped Robots.
Authored by
Ken Kellerts, Atilison, J. Chase Q, Wenhao Yu, Tingnan Zhang, Daniel Freeman, Quang Hui Li, Lisa Li, Stefano Celisti, Vincent Zhuang, Nathan Batchelor, Stephen Bohees, Federico Casarini, Jose Enrique Chen, Omar Cortes, Erwin Cummins, Adil Dost Mohamed, Gabriel Dulac Arnold, Alejandro Escontella, Eric Frey, Roland Hafner, Deepali Jain, Bauer Jan Gianese, Yuhang Quang, Edward Lee, Linda Liu, Ofer Nahum, Ken Osland, Jason Powell, Diego Reyes, Francesco Romano, Fariste Sadeghi, Ron Sloat, Baruch Tabanpour, Daniel Jung, Michael Nenert, Raya Hadsel, Nicholas Hess, Francesco Nori, Jeff Seto, Carolina Parada, Vikas Sindhwani, Vincent Van Houck, and Gia Tan.
Paper abstract:
Animals have evolved various agile locomotion strategies, such as sprinting, leaping, and jumping. There is a growing interest in developing legged robots that move like their biological counterparts and show various agile skills to navigate complex environments quickly. Despite the interest, the field lacks systematic benchmarks to measure the performance of control policies and hardware and agility. We introduce the Parkour benchmark, an obstacle course to quantify agility for legged robots. Inspired by dog agility competitions, it consists of diverse obstacles and a time-based scoring mechanism. This encourages researchers to develop controllers that not only move fast, but do so in a controllable and versatile way. To set strong baselines, we present two methods for tackling the benchmark. In the first approach, we train specialist locomotion skills using on-policy reinforcement learning methods and combine them with a high-level navigation controller. In the second approach, we distill the specialist skills into a transformer-based generalist locomotion policy, named Locomotion Transformer, that can handle various terrains and adjust the robot's gait based on the perceived environment and robot states. Using a custom-built quadruped robot, we demonstrate that our method can complete the course at half the speed of a dog. We hope that our work represents a step towards creating controllers that enable robots to reach animal-level agility.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number two. This paper was selected because it is authored by Sirtak Karaman, Associate Professor of Aeronautics and Astronautics, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Daniela Russ, Andrew, 1956, and Erna Viterbi, Professor of Computer Science, MIT.
Paper title:
Multi-Abstractive Neural Controller, An Efficient Hierarchical Control Architecture for Interactive Driving.
Authored by
Xiao Li, Igor Gilichinsky, Guy Rossman, Sirtak Karaman, and Daniela Russ.
Paper abstract:
As learning-based methods make their way from perception systems to planning/control stacks, robot control systems have started to enjoy the benefits that data-driven methods provide. Because control systems directly affect the motion of the robot, data-driven methods, especially black box approaches, need to be used with caution considering aspects such as stability and interpretability. In this paper, we describe a differentiable and hierarchical control architecture. The proposed representation, called /textit multi-abstractive neural controller, uses the input image to control the transitions within a novel discrete behavior planner, referred to as the Visual Automaton Generative Network, or /textit VAN. The output of a VAN controls the parameters of a set of dynamic movement primitives which provides the system controls. We train this neural controller with real-world driving data via behavior cloning and show improved explainability, sample efficiency, and similarity to human driving.
Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 3. This paper was selected because it is authored by Dmitry Berenson, Associate Professor, University of Michigan.
Paper title:
Integrated Object Deformation and Contact Patch Estimation from Visuo-Tactile Feedback.
Authored by
Mark van der Merwe, Youngsun Y, Dmitry Berenson, and Nima Faisalai.
Paper abstract:
Reasoning over the interplay between object deformation and force transmission through contact is central to the manipulation of compliant objects. In this paper, we propose neural deforming contact field, NDCF, a representation that jointly models object deformations and contact patches from visuo-tactile feedback using implicit representations. Representing the object geometry and contact with the environment implicitly allows a single model to predict contact patches of varying complexity. Additionally, learning geometry and contact simultaneously allows us to enforce physical priors, such as ensuring contacts lie on the surface of the object. We propose a neural network architecture to learn NDCF and train it using simulated data. We then demonstrate that the learned NDCF transfers directly to the real world without the need for fine-tuning. We benchmark our proposed approach against a baseline representing geometry and contact patches with point clouds. We find that NDCF performs better on simulated data and in transfer to the real world.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 4. This paper was selected because it is authored by Ali Akbar Aga Mohammadi, NASA JPL, Caltech.
Paper title:
Contact Prioritized Planning of Impact Resilient Aerial Robots with an Integrated Compliant Arm.
Authored by
Zhichao Liu, Zhouyu Liu, Ali Akbar Aga Mohammadi, and Konstantinos Karidis.
Paper abstract:
The article develops an impact resilient aerial robot, SARQ, equipped with a compliant arm to sense contacts and reduce collision impact and featuring a real-time contact force estimator and a nonlinear motion controller to handle collisions while performing aggressive maneuvers and stabilize from high-speed wall collisions. Further, a new collision-inclusive planning method that aims to prioritize contacts to facilitate aerial robot navigation in cluttered environments is proposed. A range of simulated and physical experiments demonstrate key benefits of the robot and the contact prioritized, CP, planner. Experimental results show that the compliant robot has only a 4% weight increase but around 40% impact reduction in drop tests and wall collision tests. SARQ can handle collisions while performing aggressive maneuvers and stabilize from high-speed wall collisions at 3.0 meters per second with a success rate of 100%. Our proposed compliant robot and contact prioritized planning method can accelerate computation time while having shorter trajectory time and larger clearances compared to a /AST and RRT /AST planners with velocity constraints. Online planning tests in partially known environments further demonstrate the preliminary feasibility of our method to apply in practical use cases.
Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 5. This paper was selected because it is authored by Soonha, Georgia Institute of Technology.
Paper title:
ACE: Adversarial Correspondence Embedding for Cross-Morphology Motion Retargeting from Human to Non-Human Characters.
Authored by
Tianyu Li, Young Dam Won, Alexander Clegg, Jongwon Kim, Akshara Rai, and Soon Ha.
Paper abstract.
Motion retargeting is a promising approach for generating natural and compelling animations for non-human characters. However, it is challenging to translate human movements into semantically equivalent motions for target characters with different morphologies due to the ambiguous nature of the problem. This work presents a novel learning-based motion retargeting framework, adversarial correspondence embedding, ACE, to retarget human motions onto target characters with different body dimensions and structures. Our framework is designed to produce natural and feasible robot motions by leveraging generative adversarial networks, GANs, while preserving high-level motion semantics by introducing an additional feature loss. In addition, we pre-train a robot motion prior that can be controlled in a latent embedding space and seek to establish a compact correspondence. We demonstrate that the proposed framework can produce retargeted motions for three different characters: a quadrupedal robot with a manipulator, a crab character, and a wheeled manipulator. We further validate the design choices of our framework by conducting baseline comparisons and a user study. We also showcase sim-to-real transfer of the retargeted motions by transferring them to a real spot robot.
Isn't that cool?